Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Didi Chuxing, the Chinese ride-hailing group hit by Beijing's regulatory crackdown on technology companies, said it would delist from the New York Stock Exchange, in an acceleration of China's decoupling from US capital markets. The company wrote on its official Weibo account on Friday that it would begin the process of delisting, and prepare to go public in Hong Kong. Next, the UK government's measures to prevent fraud in its bounce-back COVID-19 loan scheme for small businesses were inadequate, and it needed to do more to recoup the estimated £5 billion that was stolen, according to Parliament's spending watchdog. The National Audit Office also highlighted in a report on Friday, the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy was focusing on organised crime's exploitation of the programme, raising the risk that smaller fraudsters will escape unpunished. And now, the Omicron variant has been linked to a substantial rise in coronavirus reinfections in South Africa, compared with previous waves, according to the first detailed study into the heavily mutated strain that has sparked global alarm. Higher reinfections detected recently were consistent with the timing of the emergence of the Omicron variant in South Africa, epidemiologists concluded. The study did not examine Omicron's effects on vaccine-induced immunity, or examine whether the reinfected cases were more likely to become severely ill. And finally, UK ministers have rejected Washington's linking of the lifting of metal tariffs, with a dispute over post-Brexit trading rules in Northern Ireland, describing it as a false narrative. The Financial Times reported on Wednesday that the US was delaying a deal to remove Trump-era tariffs on steel and aluminium, because of concerns that Boris Johnson, the UK Prime Minister, is preparing to unilaterally suspend parts of the UK-EU trade deal. The US agreed to lift the tariffs on EU steel and aluminium in October. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.